We're going to start off with female action stars and talk about some of the best female action stars. From Wonderwall website, they ranked their favorite 13 female action stars. And I think they made a mistake on a couple of these. And they also, for the first person I want to mention, who is not mentioned on this list, and I also have a list of the all-time greatest action stars from Ranker, and I believe, I'm looking at this list, Dan, and I think only one woman is on it?
Thought there was a couple.
Oh, two, what is it? One, two. There are three, four. We're four women out of 50. So I mean, obviously, the action genre is usually dominated by men. That's for certain. But there are a lot of kick-ass female action stars. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I am so excited to see Atomic Blonde with Charlize Theron. It opens tomorrow, and I just am beside myself. It looks so good, and it's from one of the directors of John Wick, and it's from that camp. And, you know, it's the guy who choreographed the movie, choreographed much of The Matrix. He choreographed both John Wick movies. Trained Keanu Reeves and trained Charlize Theron. Charlize Theron, I posted on my Facebook. Esmeralda, have you seen any of the training footage of Charlize Theron?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh my God, it's just so badass. Evidently, there are several insane fight scenes in it. Great chase scenes. The action sequences are supposed to be off the charts in Atomic Blonde, and her co-star, for God's sake, is James McAvoy. So right there, it's just like it's like a movie that was specifically made for me. But the training sequences that you can see online, I posted some of the footage of her being in the training in the gym and everything training. She does 90% of her own stunts in the movie and hurt herself a bunch of times. She slammed into a cameraman during one take and knocked the cameraman down the stairs. There's an extended one take fight sequence where she fights off like 10 guys in this stairwell that is already, you know, the movie's not even out yet, and the people who have seen it are already calling it one of the most legendary action fight sequences ever filmed. Like, people are losing their mind, and it's one long take of her just beating the hell out of guys and getting her butt kicked too and thrown downstairs and stuff. I've seen a portion of it when she was on the late night shows, you know, promoting the movie. So, yeah, but it's just going to, I think it's just going to kick ass. And I love this direction that Charlize Theron is going in. I just want her to be a badass in every movie. She didn't have enough to do. Did you see, Esmeralda, did you see the last Fate and Fury? You didn't see it. Did you Furious movie?
No, I didn't.
Okay, because she was in it. And, you know, first of all, they totally wasted her in it. She didn't fight in it. She didn't get behind the wheel of a car or a rig. If you've got Furiosa in your movie, you put her in a vehicle and you let her drive. And then you have her kick some ass. But she's now that's a big action thing. She executive produced this movie. It was her idea to do it. So she wants to go in this direction, and I love it. I love the fact that she's going in this direction because it was for me, I always either disliked Charlize Theron or didn't really think much of her in her other movies. I liked her in Young Adult a lot. I thought she was great in Young Adult. And I think she's been good, you know, in a few other things. But she never really, like, blew me away. But when I saw her in Fury Road, it was a game changer for me. Not only was it a terrific, really emotional and intense performance, but the physical stuff and just the character was so cool and she was so badass in it. It changed my opinion of Charlize Theron completely. And I know that this is going to cement it when I see Atomic Blonde. But I've got this list, and they're mostly modern action film stars. But there are a lot of badass women who have been in action movies in the past. Many of them, which, of course, were made in Hong Kong. Michelle Yeoh, who crossed over into American movies in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. In fact, all the chicks in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon are amazing. They're all total badasses. Esmeralda, have you seen Crouching Tiger?
Yeah, I saw it a while ago.
Yeah, I mean, the women in that movie, it's just so, Michelle Yeoh is just a badass. But she had been doing martial arts movies and kick-ass movies for a long time before they broke here in America, before Crouching Tiger brought that over here to American audiences. She had like 20 films under her belt easily. where she just was killing people and knocking people out and stuff. But there was a, there was one, you know, a low budget action film star here in America that I want to mention. Her name is Cynthia Rothrock. Now, here's the thing. Cynthia Rothrock she made these B movies. They were on the same level as like Chuck Norris movies, and some were even worse. So like Esmeralda, she's like the male version of Chuck Norris, and she kicked ass. It was one of those times. It was in the '80s, you know, when the big action movies were really popular, and the martial arts movies, the Chuck Norris movies, the Van Damme movies. They were all every week. There was a new one. Canon Films were producing all of these movies left and right. I'm trying to remember what's the guy's name. Michael Dudikoff. Michael Dudikoff and Steve James kicked some major ass in American Ninja, and that was right around that period when Cynthia Rothrock had a whole bunch of kick ass movies, and they were all those movies that you would go to the video store and rent on VHS. That's you know, like I'm like 19, 20 years old, and every time I go to the video store, I'm like, I got to get a Rothrock movie. Cynthia Rothrock, man, I had to make sure that she got mentioned. Because she kicks ass. So we'll go through this list, and we're talking about great female action stars, and then we'll get into great action stars in general in honor of Atomic Blonde being released. Let's say hello to Patrick. How did I know, Patrick, that you were going to call on this topic?
Because, dude, I don't know, somehow we're psychically linked. If it ain't Godzilla, it's got to be action. It just works out that way.
Yeah.
Dude, Cynthia Rothrock, the China O'Brien series. I mean, you know, not the greatest acting in the world, but you didn't watch it for the acting because she got crap out of people.
Oh, man. Rothrock, in my opinion, in her movies, toe-to-toe with Van Damme and all those guys. She was a total badass.
Please, dude. I think she was a world champion Taekwondo.
I think so, yeah.
Taekwondo?
Yeah.
Okay, if you haven't seen any Cynthia, don't go watch it for the acting. The acting is not great. Watch it for the action,
yeah.
And you will not be disappointed. I mean, God, she's just amazing.
Yeah.
There's some other, and of course, you mentioned Michelle Yeoh,
yeah.
Who I was also going to mention. There was some other, I forgot, the lady who was in Rumble in a Bronze with Jackie Chan. She was also part of the heroic trio.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot her name, but she passed away.
Yeah, that's right. She was great.
Another young actress from Thailand. Have you ever seen the movie Chocolate?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Gigi Ayanin, that's her name.
Yeah.
Totally. Did you stay and watch the end credits with Robert Stunt?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So you know she's, I don't know if she's doing anything else, but she did a movie called Raging Phoenix,
yeah.
Which is basically drunken breakdance fighting, but it was incredible. And I think she was in Bangkok Knockout. She was amazing.
But you know what else is coming to mind that I forgot to mention, Patrick? The chick who was in the Raid movies.
Oh, you mean the second one, the girl with the hammer.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yes.
Total badass. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think they should have done more with Jeanette Goldstein? Because she was such a badass with Basket and Aliens.
Yeah, I agree. I think so. And, you know, we got her in two classic movies. She didn't really do a lot of fighting in Near Dark, but she was a total.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. She had one of the best scenes. No, honey, this drink's on you.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, I know.
Look, she had afterwards.
Yeah, well, I mean, but here's the thing, though. But her character in Aliens, Vasquez, is considered one of the biggest badasses of all time.
And, absolutely.
There's no question about it. So.
Come on, man. She grabs one by the throat. Stops him up against the wall, even though he's bleeding all over, burning up. She didn't care.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you, I got blow your head off.
I got to meet her, Patrick. She was at Flashback a few years ago, and
oh, really?
She and Tim Thomerson and Lance Henriksen were all there for like a Near Dark reunion.
Oh,
and
wow!
I got to meet the three of them, and it was pretty awesome. She was very cool.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Oh, wow, cool.
So, all right, I got to run, Patrick.
I wanted to get to the males, but because I wanted to mention one guy. I know Bruce Lee is always going to be my top guy.
Well,
no matter what, Bruce Lee is always the man.
Yeah.
But we had Von Damme in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I like Von Damme. I used to take martial arts in high school, and I used to watch this guy's movies while practicing my splits. His name is John Liu. John Liu.
Okay.
Liu. Secret Rival, Struggle Through Death, Kung Fu Commando, Snuff Out Connection. This guy was so incredible with his kicks. It ain't even funny. There was a movie he did called Dragon on Fire where he kicks a guy in the face and then takes his foot and proceeds to wipe the sweat off of the dude's face with his foot. So, I know the dragon on fire is pretty insane.
Cool.
There's a guy that gets a certain part of his his body bitten off by a dog.
Uh-huh. You know? All right.
It's pretty graphic.
I'm going to have to
see. Thanks for taking the call.
I'll have to check that out. All right, take care, Patrick. See you there, man. Yeah, Patrick is very enthusiastic about the stuff. It's fantastic. All right, we got to take a break here, and we're talking about great action stars. We'll get to the other gender, but we're concentrating on the ladies right now. It's my favorite Foo Fighters song. How about that? Trucker Jeff with Foo Fighters' Monkey Wrench. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WG, and I directed a play called Congratulations for Not Killing Anyone. And it was written by my friend Matt O'Neill, and it was one of my favorite plays that I've ever directed. And we used that song at the beginning before the show started. And I purposely had the sound guy crank it up to ridiculous decibels so when we go to the first blackout when the show started, people were like, what the hell? We would just crank it. Like literally people would be there. They were audible like, what the hell was that? Because we would have the whole room would start shaking right before the show started. We'd cut to black silence, and then people would be you just going to hear the people in the room going, what am I watching? So anyway. Hey, hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We are talking about action stars. We're going to get to the greatest action stars of all time. We'll get the guys in there. But right now we're concentrating on the ladies. Because of Atomic Blonde, which opens tomorrow. So we thought we would talk about some of the great ladies who kick some butt. We've got that. And I've got this list here from Wonderwall. And let's see. But first, let's go to the phones. Here's Steve in Galesburg. Hey, Steve.
Hey, I want to go to TV, and people forget about it because Kate Jackson in The Rookies and Charlie's Angels, she kicked ass.
Yeah, Kate Jackson. God, I remember. The Rookies, man. I haven't seen that show in a long time. Kate Jackson was on The Rookies, and then of course Charlie's Angels. Yeah, she did kick some butt. In that show. Yeah. All right, Steve, thanks.
All right.
Take care. Let's see. On this list here, there's 13 ladies. Number 13 is Cara Delevingne, who we talked about over the weekend. She's in Valerian in the City of the Thousand Planets. She's new to the female action hero clique, but she proves she belongs in her latest movie. I don't agree with that. There's only one movie where she does anything, and she doesn't do anything particularly. Well, the movie's terrible, by the way.
She was in Suicide Squad too. She was that witch lady.
Oh yeah, I've tried to put that out of my mind. Well, yeah, she was like the villain, right? Like they had the big battle with her in the street or something.
Yeah, she was that. She was a like the witch thing got in her or whatever.
Yeah.
And she tried to control it.
I guess I've tried to put that movie out. I successfully have put it out of my mind. Now that you just brought it up, now it's back in my mind.
Sorry.
A horrendous movie. Oh my God.
She was very action oriented.
Yeah. All right. I guess I just completely forgot about that movie and that she was in it. I actually completely forgot about that movie about 40 seconds after I saw it. Like I walked out of the theater and I go, did I just see Suicide Squad? Huh?
I thought I saw that they're making another.
Oh, they are, because it made like $80 billion. It was a huge hit.
Yeah, and a whole Harley Quinn thing.
She was the best thing in the movie.
Oh, yeah, so she was pretty action-packed,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she was the best thing in the movie, that Margot Robbie. By far the best thing. By far the best thing in the movie. And I found, what's his lips? Jordan Catalano. I found him really annoying in it. His Joker just bugged me. And then when, you know, hearing all the behind-the-scenes crap that he pulled, you know, like torturing people and making fun of them and being, he stayed in character as the Joker and, like, did horrible things to people on the set. For that, that's the result is this performance? You're going to stay method and do terrible things to your co-stars and to the crew, and this is the performance that ends up? Jeez. Dan, did you ever see, have we talked about this? Have you seen Suicide Squad?
I haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah.
There are other things that I'd watch before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's about 40 million things you should watch before Suicide Squad. Jeez. All right. Kate Beckinsale is next. Because of the Underworld movies, I would imagine. And she's pretty kick-ass in those. Those movies are terrible, but I got to say, she's very impressive with her her stunt work and her fighting and stuff and her swordplay. She continued her action hero streak as an undercover agent in the Total Recall remake alongside Colin Farrell, another movie that I'd like to forget that I saw. I think I'll go to that business and get my mind erased so I don't have to remember that I saw Total Recall. The original rules, don't get me wrong. And obviously we're going to be talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger because you can't talk about big action stars and not mention Schwarzenegger. But the original Total Recall is fantastic. Esmeralda, you've seen the original Total Recall?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That movie rules. The remake? Terrible. Next on the list, Michelle Rodriguez. I love her. I love Michelle Rodriguez. She's a total badass. Michelle Rodriguez, you know her first movie? You ever see a movie called Girl Fight?
I have heard about it.
It's so good. It was like her breakout role. I think she was like 18 maybe when she made it. Like it was about 17 years ago. So she might have even been younger. But, you know, I mean, like she right out of the gate, she plays a boxer in her first movie and she rocked in it. And then she's gone on to do like, I mean, all the Robert Rodriguez stuff that she does. She kicks ass in those movies, you know, in the Machete movies and all that stuff. She's awesome. I mean, of course, obviously Fast and Furious. She was in SWAT.
And in, I can't remember the name of it. Is the video game.
The video game.
With the zombies and the...
And with Resident Evil.
Yes.
Yes.
The first one.
Right. Yeah. Mila Jovovich is on this list, by the way. Of course, she's going to be because of those movies. But yeah, Michelle Rodriguez was in that too. She's badass, man. I love Michelle Rodriguez. I just think she's so cool. Always have, man. Always, ever since Girl Fight. So, I do love the fact that people loved her so much that when they killed her off in the Fast and the Furious movies, they brought her back two movies later. I remember when I saw the trailer for whatever, I can't remember which one they brought her back for, one of the Fast and the Furious movies, and she was in the trailer, and I'm like, wait a minute, they killed her off in the last movie. What? She's dead. How are they going to explain it? And then she, like, if I remember correctly, the explanation was that they faked her death and she went incognito for a few years.
Right. That's the usual. We tricked you.
Exactly. And I didn't care because I buy anything they throw at me with those Fast and Furious movies. I'm like, yeah, all right. You can drag a 45,000-pound tank down the street. You can have wrecking balls swinging and knocking 53 cars out of the road for 15 minutes. It all works. It all makes sense. You can have a 15 minute long plane car chase fight scene on the longest runway ever. That was in the sixth or the seventh one. I don't know. Sixth one. I think the sixth one is my favorite one. That's the one where they're dragging safes down the street, giant safes and stuff down the street. All right, we got a break. The news is coming up in 6 seconds, and then more female action stars and male action stars as well.
There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Yeah, man.
Every gambler knows the secret to
surviving. Hi. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. And I'll be on with Steve Cochran on his show at 6:20 every Thursday at 6:20. Steve and I chat about what's happening movie-wise for the weekend, and we'll do that after 6:20. So stay tuned for that. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. It's one artist, three songs, 312-981-7200, 608 area code requested, Kenny Rogers, the gambler, in honor of Rogers' retirement announcement. Kenny Rogers announced that he's retiring?
Yeah, in a couple weeks he's going to do a big star-studded show one last time.
Is it going to be on TV?
I believe it will be televised.
It's got to be. It's Kenny Rogers. This guy's a legend. He's got a different face now, but he's a legend.
Do you think he'll serve his chicken in the green room?
And I hope Kramer and Newman are there. You know, have you ever had Kenny Rogers chicken, Esmeralda?
No, I never. Were they even here?
No, I actually had it when I was in New York. I think they had Kenny Rogers chicken in Chicago, or at least in the surrounding area at some point. It's good. It was good, man.
Was it just roasted chicken?
Yes, yes, yes. In that very juicy, you know what I'm talking about, like the Jewel chicken, like the Jewel chicken. You know, by the way, that chicken that you can get at Jewel, the rotisserie chicken,
mm-hmm.
That's a good chicken, man. That's good. But anyway, it was good. As Newman would say, the man does make a good bird, as Newman said on Seinfeld. yeah, Kenny Rogers, guy's a legend. I'm hoping that 608 area code requests go back a little bit to maybe like the first edition days, because that's like my favorite Kenny Rogers stuff. It's from when he was in Kenny Rogers in the first edition. Fantastic. So, all right. Hi, everybody. Atomic Blonde, by the way, opens tomorrow. Charlize Theron plays a spy, and it takes place 5 days before the wall comes down in Berlin in 1989. So you're going to get to hear a lot of really cool 80s music. During one chase scene, Esmeralda, I saw a clip of, she was on The Daily Show last night, and I watched her, you know, being interviewed. It was a great interview because, you know, she's from South Africa. So Trevor Noah was saying, I just have to say that when you won your Academy Award, everybody in South Africa was just crying and saying, oh, she's so good. We're so happy for her. So, because, as you know, Trevor Noah is also from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And so they bonded big time over that, because she said, well, you know, when you got this job at The Daily Show, I did the same thing. I started crying. We South Africans have to stick together. But anyway, they showed a clip, this chase scene where she's driving the car and this dude's shooting at her and chasing her. And it's all done to I Ran So Far Away by Flock of Seagulls. I was like, this is going to be the finest motion picture experience of anyone's life. They play Personal Jesus in it, although Personal Jesus came out in 1993. So I'm not really sure what this is. I think they're cheating a little bit. At least it's in the trailer. It might not be in the movie. So. All right. We got some texts coming in. With women who kick serious butt in honor of the release of Atomic Blonde, which is the movie I'm looking forward to two movies this weekend. That and Catherine Bigelow directed Detroit, which I cannot wait. So you've got a kick-ass woman in front of the camera and a kick-ass woman behind the camera. Catherine Bigelow, by the way, one of the badass women directors of all time. For God's sake, she directed Point Break. I mean, that right there, she should be canonized just for that. But she also did Near Dark. She did Zero Dark 30. She did The Hurt Locker. She is a true badass. So, I love her so much. It's amazing. But, yeah, so we're talking about great female action stars. Here's John on WGN. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing? You said that Catherine Bigelow did Near Dark. Is that vampire?
Yeah, vampire western kind of hybrid. Yeah, she directed that.
Yeah, that's what I thought Midnight in Texas was going to be like, but it's a total stinker, so I agree with Dan on that. Just a side note.
You know what? I think I'm just going to delete it from my DVR. I don't want to get...
I think you'd save yourself an hour.
Okay, thank you for that.
But my selection, I was thinking of another one, Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck, which I thought
pretty
good.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, she was very, and she did a lot of her own stunts too.
Do you know that Esmeralda saw Chuck getting ramen at a restaurant one time?
No, saw Chuck at a bar.
Oh, that was when you saw the same night you saw what's her name from Parks and Rec, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Like I was getting my celebrity sightings. Who came in to get ramen?
The brother from Weeds.
Oh, right.
Ever watch Weeds?
Okay, I know you're talking.
The guy who is the brother.
Right, right. Justin, something or other is his name.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah. But you know, I was trying to, and when you're talking about the female action characters.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, who would be, like, the first one? And one I really, really like, and they're showing them on Cozy TV, are the Avengers with Honor Blackman.
Oh, yeah.
And she was, I guess she did two seasons of the Avengers, and at the end of the second season, the Broccoli brothers came over and picked her up for Goldfinger.
Pussy galore.
Yeah.
She is pussy galore. She will always be pussy galore.
Yeah, and she, as a hobby, she did, I did a little research, she did karate and stuff like that on her own.
Yeah.
And sometimes it looked kind of goofy on the TV show because the people she were, was working with didn't know what to
yeah,
do, you know.
Exactly. You're only as good as the partner that you have.
Yeah.
But no, she's amazing, Honor Blackman. She's incredible. And also, now you mentioned the Avengers, Diana Rigg. Like,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, she was good, too. Yeah, oh. She's on Game of Thrones now, right?
Oh, is she? I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that one, I don't either, but I saw somebody made
a
remark that she plays. And also, Blackman is 93 years old. She's still around.
God bless her. All right, John, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, have a good morning. 312-981-7200. Next on this list, Esmeralda, is Brigitte Nielsen.
Oh, yeah?
Because she was Red Sonja. She was in Cobra and Rocky IV, Beverly Hills Cop 2. But she was also, was in Mercenaries, which was a movie that was trying to be the female answer to The Expendables. Brigitte Nielsen.
Is that newer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
I just know her as favorite Flavor Flav's girlfriend. That's my favorite role she's ever had. That's just the best. I'm sure you saw that show, Esmeralda.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fantastic. Rebecca Ferguson, she's great. Rebecca Ferguson, you might not know her name, but she's been in two of the Mission Impossible movies. She's going to be in the new one, and she was just in that Alien ripoff movie called Life. She's pretty cool. Uma Thurman is on the list, and should be, just by virtue of just being the bride in Kill Bill. That's it. That's it. She just rules in that movie. That fight between her and Vivica A. Fox in the first Kill Bill is amazing. And so is the fight with her and Lucy Liu. All the fights. That movie rules. Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot, who is currently the hottest movie star on the planet in the biggest movie of the summer, that would be Wonder Woman. Just by virtue of this role, she was in a couple of Fast and Furious movies. Did some action stuff in the Fast and Furious movies. Had some fight scenes and hanging off of cars and stuff. And now, of course, she's Wonder Woman. In what is, without question, I think, besides Get Out, Wonder Woman is the movie success story of the year. Get Out is because, it cost no money to make, and it made like $300 million with no stars. So, yeah. So, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back and talk more about action stars in general and female stars, action stars in particular. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And I think it's love. My listener did not disappoint. This is Kenny Rogers in the first edition. Nice choice, man. 608 area code. Something's burning. Oh, yeah. Good old first edition. Kenny Rogers was awesome back then. 312-981-7200 for the phone number here, and it's to Triple Play Thursday. Hey, before we get back to great action stars, and we're doing the ladies right now, I just discovered, Dan, you're aware of this ESPN documentary series called 30 for 30.
I am, yes.
And, of course, that part of that was the O.J. Was under the guise of ESPN Films.
Right.
O.J. Made in America, which is maybe the greatest documentary ever made. They are doing one on Ric Flair.
Woo!
I'm telling you right now, it's going to be the greatest thing ever. It's on Tuesday, November 7th. The Nature Boy Ric Flair gets his own 30 for 30.
Woo!
That's what I'm saying.
Woo!
Set your DVRs, people. Okay. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. All right, let's take some phone calls here. 312-981-7200. We're talking about great female action stars. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Hey, all right.
I got a couple for you. Angela Bassett in Strange Days by Kathryn Bigelow.
She rules in that movie.
Yes, she does.
And Esmeralda, have you seen Strange Days?
Is that with...
Ralph Fiennes.
No, I haven't.
It takes place on New Year's Eve 1999. Tom Sizemore is in it. It is Juliette Lewis, who's phenomenal in it, and Angela Bassett just kicks. She keeps saving because he's so squirrely.
Yeah, she keeps saving sides.
Ralph Fiennes is such a squirrely weasel in that movie, and Angela Bassett just keeps saving his ass every scene.
Right.
Yeah, great movie.
For you, Jeanette Goldstein from Near Dark and Alien.
Yeah, we mentioned her.
Oh, you did mention her. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Oh, absolutely. She rocks, man.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Mike, thanks, buddy. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Angela Bassett. Esmeralda, I'll bring in Strange Days as soon as you bring back used cars. Because you should see Strange Days is a remarkable movie. I mean, really. Again, Kathryn Bigelow. My God, this woman. One of the greatest filmmakers alive, first woman to win Best Director Academy Award, and deservedly so, for The Hurt Locker. She's just she's so good. I can't stand it. All right. We got some texts that came in. Steve says, Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character, she came back for 3 more movies to kick some alien rump. They need to make one more with her as a human-alien hybrid to take the things out. No, I really think they don't need to make any more alien movies. I'm just saying, after Covenant, I think we should just say night-night to the Alien series. Prometheus and Covenant, that's it. Done. That's enough. Paxton said Audrey Hepburn in Wait Until Dark. Well, yeah, kinda. She's kind of a victim during most of that movie, though. This is a good one. TV 630, Lucy Lawless is Xena. How about my future ex-wife and Esmeralda's best friend, Dana DiLorenzo, on Ash versus Evil Dead? She gets to kick ass side-by-side Lucy Lawless in that show, kicking some dead butt. Barbara says, I'm going back to the early 70s, my first badass woman detective, policewoman, with Angie Dickinson. Great show. She was tough, smart, and beautiful. Yeah, it's true, man. Go back, man. That was a groundbreaking show. Russ says, don't forget Uma Thurman in the Kill Bill series. Yeah, we mentioned that one. Number 6 on the list, Charlize Theron. Now, see, here's the issue. Too low. For Furiosa alone, she should be in the top 2 or 3. Considering who they have at number 1 here, I just think is kind of ridiculous. But number 6 is Charlize Theron, and they actually also mention Aeon Flux. That she was in the live-action version of Aeon Flux. And, of course, Mad Max Fury Road and now Atomic Blonde.
I really wish that would have been a better movie.
It was a terrible movie. I love the animated series.
Yeah, ditto.
Oh, man. The series was great. And then the movie, you know, like all of these things, like that Ghost in the Shell that was just out with Scarlett Johansson, the animated version of that's fantastic. Zoe Saldana is on the list for Guardians of the Galaxy's Columbiana and Star Trek. Scarlett Johansson is on the list for The Avengers, Lucy, and Ghost in the Shell. She's number 4. How can these two be higher than... Why are you out of your mind list? Number 3, Mila Jovovich. I can understand that. Because, like, she's Fifth Element. She's in the Resident Evil movies. What was that movie where she fought people with a sword?
It was a Joan of Arc movie.
The Joan of Arc movie was just unspeakable. No, it was another action movie. It had one title, and it was just her with a sword. Well, it looked exactly like she looked at me. You know, it's like her midriff with a sword. That was because that's every movie she's in. It's a midriff and a sword or a gun. But it was called, like, Indispensable or Underprivileged. It was a one-word title. Racquetball. I just can't remember. But it was a one-word title action movie, and it sucked. But it was another movie where she did a lot of fighting with swords and stuff.
Ultraviolet.
Ultraviolet. That's it.
Diseased woman who was experimented on by the government and became superhuman with smooth fighting skills.
Yeah, terrible movie.
So Resident Evil.
Basically, I mean, that's essentially what it was. It was like another Resident Evil movie with a different title. And she played the character was Ultraviolet. I prefer Indispensable. I think it should have been called Indispensable. Number 2 is Michelle Yeoh, who we talked about. She'd been in a ton of movies in Hong Kong. And number 2. And number 1, and this is ridiculous, Angelina Jolie. Because of Lara Croft, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and Salt. Yeah, that's wrong. Okay, we got a break. We got the news, and afterwards we'll get into the world of the greatest action stars, male-wise, as well. All right? News is coming up. Well, 608, two out of three ain't bad, as Meatloaf says. I hate that song so much, Islands in the Stream, my God.
Another one that was everywhere on the radio.
Oh, you're not kidding, Vic. You're not kidding. Oh, my God. Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, both of whom I love. I love them both.
Yes.
But that song's terrible. how can you not, by the way, how can anyone not love Dolly Parton? How could you not just love her? She rules. I love Dolly Parton. The best. Legend. Yeah, Islands in the Stream. Triple Play Thursday.
Yeah!
So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And yeah, now we're talking about action stars. We talked about a lot of amazing kick-ass women as action stars. And from Cynthia Rothrock to Charlize Theron and everything in between. And now we're going to go down the list of just this. Where is this list from? Ranker? From a Ranker of the 50 top action stars of all time. It does include women. It only includes four women. So 46 men and four women on this list of the best action stars of all time. So number 50 is Charlton Heston. Oh, yeah, man. Chuck Heston, man. Come on. Ben-Hur. Planet of the Apes. Omega Man. Don't mess with Chuck Heston, man.
Joe Flaherty on SETV used to do his Charlton Heston imitation. You know, Dan, you remember it? You didn't watch the show. You were too young, right?
Right.
For that, he did his impression of Charlton Heston was he was always getting shot in the shoulder. Like every time he did his impression, Joe Flaherty did his impression of Charlton Heston, it was always right after he gets shot in the shoulder. He gets shot in the shoulder and he grabs the shoe. It's like bang, bam, damn it. That was his Charlton
Heston.
It's
pretty spot on.
It's totally spot on. Damn it. 49 on the list, Kate Beckinsale comes in as the first lady. On the list. Only four women on this list, Esmeralda.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 48, Brad Pitt. You think action's too well? Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I guess, right?
Yeah, but what?
Snatch?
No, I wouldn't consider that action.
Well, he's got fight scenes in it and stuff.
Yeah, but that's not...
I don't know.
That's not enough.
Statham's in it, isn't that? I mean, just by proxy, doesn't he?
No, because he didn't even do anything.
That movie's terrible, but he's great in it.
He might drive a car. He doesn't even do
it. Brad Pitt?
No, Statham.
No, there's no classical Statham stuff in it. Yeah,
isn't.
Yeah. But Brad Pitt is unbelievably funny in that movie. I'm in
right.
Snatch. Oh my, every scene.
Yeah, I'm like, what has he done that would consider him an action star?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith is a flat out action movie.
Yeah, but one.
Yeah. And he's higher than Kate Beckinsale.
Really?
Yeah.
She's done like what three at least?
Five.
Jeez.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy that I don't understand popularity of any kind. Gerard Butler comes in at number 47. Now, he's been in a lot of action movies.
Right.
So, that's from 300 on, he's been in a lot of action movies. Then he does those romantic comedies that make me want to jump out of a window.
Right.
But...
See, is he not good with his expenses, I'm assuming?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, he'll take anything.
That's what I...
Yeah. He's got two movies coming up. One of them is called The Family Man. And it's supposed to be like this serious drama where he's all family.
Oh, man. Really? Is he a family man?
He's a family man.
Or
I don't want to give anything away.
No.
But he's got another movie from the producers of Independence Day. Now, you remember he was in the Let's Blow Up the White House movie and then Let's Blow Up London, those two movies?
Yeah.
Which one was that? London Has Fallen or Olympus Has Fallen? Olympus Has Fallen was his, right?
Right.
Channing Tatum was in the other one, right?
The original.
White House Down.
Well, there was two at the same time that had that.
White House Down, Olympus Has Fallen.
Right.
I think Olympus Has Fallen is one with Gerard Butler.
Correct.
Because London Has Fallen is the sequel, and he was in that one as well.
Right.
White House Down.
Was Channing Tatum.
With Jamie Foxx as the president.
Right, wearing sneakers.
He's a cool president.
Yeah. So anyway, Gerard Butler, the other one that he's got coming out is called Geostorm. and it's about the worst crazy storms that wipe out world.
Oh,
you know,
okay. That
wipe
out the... about geocaching.
No, no. 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 It's about the worst storm in the history of the earth, and it wipes out the earth with, you know, typhoons and tornadoes. Uh-huh. And it looks ridiculous.
And then what is he doing?
He's a scientist.
Oh, sure.
Who they send to a space station.
Okay. So he's just watching.
He knows how to solve the. They can use like lasers or something to stop the storms from space. Uh-huh. So they send up Gerard Butler. It's so. Ridiculous, and it's one of those. It's just, and again, it's one of these movies where they blow the White House up in it. They tear out, you know, the Eiffel Tower gets sucked up by a hurricane. It's just, it's from the people who made Independence Day. That guy who what's his name? I was going to say Wolfgang Puck. Wolfgang Puck did not direct Independence Day. What the hell?
Yes, he did.
that bad guy,
Roland Emmerich.
Oh. Okay.
How did I get Wolfgang Puck out of Roland Emmerich?
I don't know.
Anyway, every movie he's got to blow something up. He blows up the White House in like 15 movies. Stupid.
Yeah.
And Gerard Butler. But he does make a lot of action movies. So
he does.
815 said Brad Pitt also starred in Troy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. And he kicked monster ass in Troy.
Okay, two movies.
I know. But he did. I mean, those are two good ones, though. 46 is Pierce Brosnan.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be on there. He was a Bond.
Right.
45, Mila Jovovich. Mm-hmm. I love how Mila Jovovich is so low on this list. You know what I mean? I don't think she's particularly great, but she should be higher on this list.
Well, I'm wondering what was the criteria.
I don't know. 44, Russell Crowe. Because of Gladiator?
Well, he was also in Virtuosity.
Oh, God. Only you would bring up Virtuosity.
He was an action
star. The action was Fast and Furious in a Better Mind or a Better Face or I Know Math. There's an invisible guy that I talked to.
I think he was in more action.
Beautiful Mind.
But I mean, Gladiator was a big one.
Yeah.
There had to be more.
43, Jean Reno from The Professional and the Mission Impossible movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
42, Randy Savage.
How many movies has he been in?
Dan, Macho Man Randy Savage?
Hey, man, I just print the lists. I don't make them.
Did you Photoshop that in, Dan?
Man Randy Savage?
I did.
How? All right.
I don't know.
41, Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of action movies.
Yeah.
40, Patrick Swayze. Please. Next of Kin, Roadhouse, for God's sake. Point Break.
Oh, right.
Red Dawn. Don't even play around with Swayze.
See, all I can think of is, you know,
what?
Ghost and Dirty Dancing.
And Dirty Dancing. You're thinking romantic Patrick Swayze,
yeah.
Not kick-ass Patrick Swayze.
I can't think of his roundhouse kicks.
Yeah, man. 39, Nicolas Cage. Been in a lot of action movies.
Yeah.
Lots of them are bad.
Yes.
38, Al Pacino.
Well, he was in Heat.
Scarface.
He was in that movie where he had to chase... He had chased Robin Williams around.
Insomnia.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that action?
I would call it action. He was a cop.
Christopher Nolan.
He was a detective. He had to...
Didn't get a lot of sleep because he was in Alaska. And it was...
Was that the reason?
Oh, yeah, because it was light out.
Insomnia.
No, it was light out the whole time. He had to... he was in there during the time of year when there's no nights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a great movie. Christopher Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 37, Tommy Lee Jones, because of The Fugitive?
Yeah.
And the sequel to The Fugitive, U.S. Marshals? He was in one of the volcano movies, when they did those two volcano movies at the same time. He was in one of them.
He was in that movie, The House Bunny? Was that the one?
Yes.
No,
Man of the House.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
House Bunny was the one with Anna Faris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He was FBI. He had to take care of them or something.
I don't remember Man of the House.
I remember he had to watch them.
Yeah.
Like that was the big
but
thing.
The comedy was, it was Tommy Lee Jones with, you know, sorority girls.
Right.
And him going, what are you doing here?
But I'm sure he had action scenes.
Stop making pizza. I don't know. 36, Mark Wahlberg. That's a good choice. Lots of action movies.
Yeah.
Lots of action movies. 35, Samuel L. Jackson. Well, you know, he's been in 6,000 movies, so inevitably he's been in a bunch of action movies.
Right.
And he has. He's been in a lot of good action movies. Wow, pretty low on the list. 34, Steven Seagal.
Really?
I would think he'd be higher. I mean, he's an idiot, and a lot of his movies suck.
Maybe. See, now I'm just wondering with the criteria, because...
Yeah. All of his movies are action movies.
Because if Mila Jovovich is so low, and she's been in a bunch more than the other people,
right.
I just think it's...
It's got to be something else.
It can't be because they're good.
Steven Seagal, his first like 8 or 9 movies, you could introduce. They could. The tagline should just be Steven Seagal is,
right?
Because all the Above the Law is Out for Justice is Marked for Death is The Glimmer Man is. I mean, it's all Steven Seagal is on Deadly Ground, Under Siege. They're all like it's Steven Seagal is.
Yeah.
33 Carl Weathers. Because I guess he's Apollo Creed. He was also in Action Jackson.
Well.
So right there.
He's got action in
the title.
Name. Yeah.
Yeah. 32, again, too low. Keanu. Too low.
Really?
Too low. 32.
I mean, when was this made?
I don't know.
The list.
I don't know.
So I'm wondering if they included John Wick. He's in John Wick.
Two John Wick movies.
Constantine.
Constantine. Three Matrix movies.
Yeah.
41 Ronin. A movie that he directed, another martial arts movie that he directed that he was in as well. It's a ton of them. All right, we got to...
Maybe his number went down because he was in The Lake House.
I happen to like The Lake House. All right, we have to... he was in two movies with Charlize Theron. They did two movies together. Then they trained together in the John Wick camp. She trained with Keanu for Atomic Blonde.
Right.
Two movies they were in terrible. Sweet November.
Oh.
Awful. The other one's great, though. She's in The Devil's Advocate with her.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a great movie. So, all right, we got a break here, and we'll finish off talking about action stars. If you want to jump in, talk or text 312-981-7200.
I've had some bad times.
So, since we didn't have time for a full triple play to start out, we're just going to do another Kenny Rogers song. This is one of those ones that you can put on the misheard lyrics.
Mm-hmm. It sounded like he said Lucy Liu.
No, Lucy Liu. Now, the lyric that I'm talking about is you picked a fine time to leave Lucille with 400 children.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
It's
I was four like,
hungry.
400
it's four.
Children.
It's four hungry children, but not 400.
For a second, I thought it was maybe a metaphor because he's on a farm, so each crop
right
is his child.
Exactly.
400 children and a crop in.
400 children.
That's what it's,
it's 400 children.
I believe it.
Kenny Rogers lives in a shoe. All right. So,
hook up with that lady.
Let's continue. 32 was Keanu. That's too low. 31, Linda Hamilton. And I guess that's just, well, Terminator and Terminator 2.
But that's, good.
Yeah.
Because she was,
especially in Terminator 2. So, 30, Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man.
Oh, right.
The Sherlock Holmes movies that he makes are action movies.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there are any other action movies that Robert did. But that by virtue alone that he's Iron Man, that's it. Mm-hmm. He's in. 29, Christian Bale, for the same reason. Batman.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
28, Daniel Craig, Bond.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen the movie Layer Cake?
Yes.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
That's a great movie. 27, Sigourney Weaver for the Alien series.
Mm-hmm.
26, Matt Damon.
Right.
Born.
Yeah.
Born.
Mm-hmm.
25, Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
You know, in this climate, shouldn't he change his name to Vin
Tesla?
Vin Tesla.
Oh. I was gonna say
or Vin Electric.
Or corn oil.
Yeah.
Vin corn oil.
24, Dolph Lundgren. Yeah. One of my favorite movies that Dolph Lundgren is in is a movie called I Come in Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And aliens come down to Earth and he shoots them.
Oh. Does he say I come in peace?
No.
Pew, pew.
He says, this is the line. He says, you come in peace. I come in peace. You go in pieces.
Wow.
Fantastic.
How awful. Those poor aliens. They probably came down like, no, we just want to.
No, they didn't. I saw the movie. They blow stuff up bad.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
23, Steve McQueen. You can't make a list of action stars and not include the King.
Mm-hmm.
22, Denzel.
Yeah.
21, Wesley Snipes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I saw Blade.
Yeah.
One of the biggest surprises I've ever seen in a movie ever in my life was mm-hmm. Blade. Because you've seen Blade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He had done a long list of crap movies in a row. All bad action movies. He did the one with Let's Go to the White House and Shoot Things. He did Boiling Point. He did Passenger 57. He did like six terrible action movies in a row. They all sucked. And I went to the screening room and I'm like, this is going to stink. Blade, get out of here with your Boiling Point. What was the name of the movie Let's Go to the White House and Shoot? No, that's
Murder at 1600.
Murder at 1600. That's it. So he'd done all these movies in a row, and I'm in there, and seriously, my expectations were through the floor.
Yeah.
For Blade, first 5 minutes of that movie, the first 10,
mm-hmm.
I was like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life. I love all three of the Blade movies. I know a lot of people hate the third one. I like all three of them.
Demolition Man is also
Demolition a Man.
Movie.
Him and Stallone.
Man,
that was a first date. I took a girl on a first date
really?
To see that movie. Yes.
Aww.
Yes. Isn't Dennis Leary's in that movie, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sandra
Bullock.
Burgers.
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
Underrated movie is Money Train as well.
Money Train is good, man. Him and Woody. Mm-hmm. Woody Harrelson.
And young J-Lo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
20, Kurt Russell. You can't even, imagine how low that is. He needs to be higher. Kurt Russell rules. Snake Plissken, Jack Burton, for God's sake. R.J. McCready. 19, Charles Bronson.
Right.
Got to put Bronson on the list.
Yeah.
18, Tom Cruise.
Uh-huh.
Tons of action movies. Jack Reacher, Mission Impossible. 17, John Wayne. A little low. John Wayne, he's the Duke.
What did he do that was...
Cowboy movies, man. Riding horse.
Would you throw those in action?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
16, Hugh Jackman. One of my favorite...
For the Wolverine movies and stuff.
Yeah, for Logan and that stuff.
Right.
And the movie where he trains the robots to fight. My dad's favorite. What the hell? Real Steel. My dad loves that movie. Hugh Jackman, by the way, one of my favorite people in the world. I love him. I love him. He's so talented on so many levels. 15, Dwayne Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
14, Liam Neeson's.
Right. Yeah. Yep. He's late in the game.
Late in the game. Taking it on. And then he's beating the hell out of wolves.
Yeah.
13, Jet Li.
Mm-hmm.
12, Sean Connery, Bond. 11, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, yes.
10, Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
9, Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
8, Jackie Chan.
Have you seen that new one? He's going Liam Neeson.
The Foreigner. He's like 64?
Yeah.
He's still doing his own stunt. He's insane. Jackie Chan's insane.
Did you see him at the Oscars? He was so serious.
He's the best. I love Jackie Chan. It's too low, by the way. Jackie Chan should be in the top three.
Mm-hmm.
No question. 7, Chuck Norris. 6, Jason Statham. Above Chuck Norris? I don't think so. You know what? I every time I get home from work, I turn on the TV, and that damn infomercial for the full face gym or whatever the hell it's called.
Look at him.
I know. He's like 75
That's
years
what
old.
He's doing.
It's hilarious. His wife is like, I've been doing this too and working out. He's like 75.
Mm-hmm.
His wife's 51. His wife is younger than me.
Who does he do the infomercial with? Christy Brinkley?
No, his wife. Well, Christy Brinkley, there's another one with Christy Brinkley,
too.
But his wife is on there.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're Chuck Norris. Well, Chuck Norris looks like he's 30.
Right.
5, Bruce Lee. Wrong. Number 1, in my opinion. 4, Clint Eastwood. The King.
Mm-hmm.
3, Bruce Willis.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got all them diehards.
Yep. I remember the first time I saw Die Hard. I'm like, this is going to suck. The guy from Moonlighting. Get out of here. And then, of course, that movie again. Blew me away.
You've had a lot of movies where they've just changed your mind.
I know, yeah. 2, Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number 1, Stallone.
Yeah.
You can't really argue that, man. I mean, between the two of those guys, they dominated the action genre in the 80s. And they still do. They still keep making them.
All those Expendables.
And the last Rambo he made like 8 years ago, it was the most blood I've ever seen in a movie ever. I just thought it was the greatest movie I've ever seen.
People just explode.
Oh, God. He just, at one point, he's got like a submachine gun. There's a guy standing 1 foot in front of the barrels. Like for 5 minutes, brains flying everywhere. Awesome.
Oh, cool.
All right. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Jeff Tuckman will be here.
Very nice.
And it'll be Fly Jams Friday.
All right. Yeah.
We got the news coming up in just seconds.